Here we go.
Okay. Tafresh Pei Vav Siv Gimel Yesh Misanim Shlosha Yamim Zecha L'Tainas Esther. There are some people who fast 3 days before, after Purim, the Monday, Thursday, Monday, in order to commemorate how Esther fasted for 3 days before she gave her, before they went to war. But the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch said nobody actually does this nowadays. Nobody fasts Monday, Thursday, Monday afterwards. Tafresh Pei Zayin Chayiv Kriyas HaMegillah Sif Aleph Chayiv Adam Likros HaMegillah Balayla V'Lachzor V'Lishadosa Bayom. It is a person is obligated to hear the Megillah at night and then hear it again during the day. V'shalaylas mana kol halayla. The time for Kriyas HaMegillah at night is the entire night. It starts from Tzeis HaKochavim until the morning Amud HaShachar. The daytime Megillah can be start being read at Neitzachama, and you can go all the way until nightfall, ideally until Shkia. If you're reading it after Shkia, the Mishnah Berurah says, then you'd be able to read it, but you would have to read it without a bracha. So you're supposed to say it from Neitz, but if you do it already from Amud HaShachar, from daybreak, from dawn, that would be okay also. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason for doing it from Neitz is because we're not really clear on what time exactly daybreak is. So in order to make sure that we don't lean in too early, we don't do it until sunrise. But b'di'eved, if you need to do it from Amud HaShachar, you would be allowed to. This is if you find yourself in a pressing situation. You're going to work or something, because you'll lose your job if you don't go to work on Purim, and you're afraid you're going to be late to work, so then you'd be able to do it already from Amud HaShachar, but ideally you should do it from sunset.
Sunrise,
sorry. Mevatlim Talmud Torah Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. You are supposed to not learn in order to make sure that you hear the Megillah. Kavachomer Lashar Mitzvah Shal Torah Shukulam Nitchem Ibnei Mikra Megillah. For sure, all other mitzvos, Mikra Megillah beats all other mitzvos. She'en lecha davar she'nitcha Mikra Megillah Mipanav Chutz Meis Mitzvah She'en lo Kovrim Shakabeh Ba Kovro Tchila V'acharkach Kore. The only time that you would do another mitzvah before Mikra Megillah is if you find a person who has passed away and does not have anyone to bury them. So then they would come first. But otherwise, Talmud Torah beats everything. Why does Talmud Torah win? Talmud Torah, why does Mikra Megillah beat Talmud Torah? What does that mean? Shouldn't it be that Mikra Megillah is actually Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that still, you're not, when you're walking to go hear the Megillah, or when you're waiting for everyone to gather to hear the Megillah, then you're not learning at that time. I don't know why you can't learn when you're walking and listen to a shir. But the Beis Ephraim says it's because instead of learning Mishnah Gemara, you're doing Tanakh. And learning Tanakh is Bittul Talmud Torah of Mishnah and Gemara, a fascinating approach of the Beis Ephraim. That's what he says.
The Haman.
No, but the Beis Ephraim says
no,
Tanakh.
I'll give you another answer.
Okay, also during the Haman. Okay, the Chachma Shlomo says it's because when you have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Megillah, Mela, you have in mind not to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. One more point the Mishnah Berurah brings over here. Surprisingly, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. It is Misha Nichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. Okay? So that's brought in the Mishnah Berurah. It's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch. And the poskim say that it means always, the whole month, you should be Marbin Besimcha. How do you do it? Rosh Hashanah Zalman says there's no actual action, just being happy in your heart and getting rid of all your worries. Other people say you can be Mesamech yourself in any way whatsoever. And the best thing to do, if you have a judgment against a non-Jew, that's the time to have it.